Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you'll find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. I have with me Nina Kruger, who is the new curator at what was called the La Motte Museum. Nina, tell me what to expect, because I believe you even had a name change.
Yes. Firstly, thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here. Yeah, there are lots of new exciting developments at La Motte. We are also very happy to say that it's not the La Motte Museum anymore, but the La Motte Atelier.
And what can we anticipate?
At the moment, we have a beautiful exhibition up. It's a collection of artists and makers, and the exhibition title is Sharing That What Brings You Joy. So we hope that you come and visit us. We have 1 week left of this stunning exhibition, and we hope that you will also find joy in the exhibition.
Now, what kind of things can we anticipate? Are we talking about art or just sculpture, paintings? Where are we? Because I haven't seen it yet, and I've only got a week to go.
So, new developments in the exhibition space is the introduction of a studio or a workshop space. So, we want to encourage collaboration and interaction. So, what you can expect is to have paint your own canvas experience. So it's a traditional sip and paint experience. You get a canvas, you get a glass of wine, and you can spend the day with us. And at the end, we will hang your art piece up on the wall, so you become part of the exhibition. And we're also very excited about the workshop that Rita Trafford will conduct with us, showing us how her eco-printing technique works. And at the end, you will actually make your own botanical silk scarf. So that will happen on the 1st of March.
Fantastic. Now, I believe in March, the first exhibition curated by Nina Kruger will be happening. What can we look forward to?
Yes, I'm very excited about my first exhibition that I will curate. The theme will be around the harvesting time, and it will be about watercolors and leather work with the Faber Collective. So we're very excited about that, and it's about making and about going back to our roots and enjoying the quieter times in the seasonal change.
You talked about Faber Collection. A little bit more about that, and who are the artists we can anticipate seeing?
So the Faber Collective consists of Claudia and Johan Faber. Claudia is a watercolorist, and they specialize in equestrian leather works and leather goods. So you can also expect beautiful workshops with them. Claudia will conduct the watercolor workshops, and Johan will conduct the leather workshops. And in the end, you will actually also make your own leather piece that you can take home.
Well, that sounds very, very constructive. The other thing that interests me is the way you have redefined the space, the original space and the new space. So have we gone back to the old museum setting, but a relook of that?
So it's very new, but we didn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Our perineums are still in very good condition, very well taken care of, and we will open guided tour experiences of the perineums in the manor house. So you can also look forward to see the perineums and learn more about them with a personal touch.
That's wonderful. And the other good reason to go there is your fabulous restaurant.
Absolutely, yeah. If you like fine dining, then our new Lamy restaurant is really the place to go.
Plus, you still have the coffee shop?
Absolutely, with the best sourdough in Franschhoek, if I can say so myself.
Well, I'm very, very thrilled to meet you for the first time. And I must say, I'm embarrassed. I haven't been out there yet. So another excuse for getting out there, meeting you properly on site. So we've been speaking to Nina Kruger, the new curator at La Motte Atelier.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture.